Blog Talk Radio.
My song I sing.
Well, brothers and sisters, we're back again. Back again for another episode, yes. Back again for another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Edemiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High, yes indeed, for the opportunity to be back with you here again. Speak these very precious words, yes, these very precious words. The Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. For surely the Most High has told me, yes indeed He's told me, that I have for Him some very important things for Him to do. And He told me because of what I must do, I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, I would accrue indeed some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, I would have His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, for that, I can only be utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes indeed He has told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, He told me I must tell you things that men have done everything they could from the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, if they could, to destroy. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, kind of truth that we're talking about here, with the kind of word, my brothers and sisters, that all prophecy speaks of again and again. The kind of word, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High sends prophets to speak. In fact, my brothers and sisters, without question, the Most High sends prophets. He sends prophets. He sends them to speak what others would not, could not, dared not. Men avowed, my brothers and sisters, unto what is indeed divine service. There's a lot of truth, my brothers and sisters, that many, if they don't find it to their advantage to speak, they do not. My brothers and sisters, I regret to tell you, I wish this was not the case, but man has been extremely unscrupulous in so many ways. There's a lot of truth, my brothers and sisters, that if men have not found it to their advantage, to their material advantage, that they would not speak. And the prophets, prophets like Isaiah, warned of this in advance. Micah warned of this in advance. But my question, my brothers and sisters, how many were truly willing to hear it? Because the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, without question, is this. The truth of the gospel, the absolute truth of the gospel of the kingdom, the true gospel of the kingdom of Yah, is a holy word absolute, my brothers and sisters, that because there is just one Savior, I said, because there is just one Savior. And the scriptures declare that it is that one Savior who will be counted Savior in the latter days. The truth of the gospel, my brothers and sisters, the absolute truth of the gospel is a word that was prophesied in advance. And this might sound like a shock for a lot of you. Many of you might find this very powerful word. But I'll go ahead and relate to you this conclusion, my brothers and sisters. All prophecy relates that the truth of the gospel, the saving word that delivers man from all the misconceits of man, from all the partial standards, perversions, and pretenses of man, that word that is indeed the gospel unto a present-day fallen world is a word, my brothers and sisters, that it was told to you in advance if you search the scriptures diligently, that only the Messiah himself will declare consummately again to this fallen world. Do I need to repeat that? All prophecy relates that what is the saving gospel is a word, my brothers and sisters, that it was prophesied in advance, that it will be found that only the Messiah himself in this latter days, can truly preach. And it is his word. His word, as I said before on so many shows, it is like a sharp two-edged sword. It's his word, my brothers and sisters, even that word that a whole world, that exceeding word which a whole world was prophesied in advance, would not teach, would hardly be known in these latter days, is the word which shall decide the salvation are the rejected damnation of every single living soul. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, it's always been true. I repeat, it has always been true that the victory, the hope of salvation, the hope of being found worthy under the kingdom of Yah, has always been a matter of faith. And I pray that many of you will come to understand what I mean by that. It's always been a matter, my brothers and sisters, whether or not you could believe the exceeding truth, even the whole truth of the world and all its principalities and powers have over the courses of ages chosen to ignore. Think about what I mean by this. It is not because man has retained a love of the word that is from the beginning, but the world we see and live in today is divided. It is because there are truths, my brothers and sisters, very precious truths, the rulers of this world have always sought to deny. Quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, you don't see anywhere in prophecy, anywhere in scripture, that the patriarch of any nation, but ancient Israel, my brothers and sisters, will be found to have been true to the restoration and the remembrance of the whole, after the Holy Spirit, of all that which the Most High himself has decreed and declared. Do I need to repeat that? It will be found, my brothers and sisters, in the last days, only the patriarch, only after the patriarch of the Most High gave unto Israel which is why the children of Israel, according to the promise upon Abraham's seed, only those, my brothers and sisters, are true to the conscience, command the Most High gave to Israel to seek the perfect will of Yah. I repeat, to seek the perfect will of Yah. I mean, of all the patriarchies and all the nations in the earth, only one, my brothers and sisters, that will be found true to what the Most High declared from the beginning is ancient Israel. Quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, I know that might sound like a shock to many, especially those who extol themselves, exalt themselves for their so-called patriotic instincts. But the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, Scripture didn't say, after the so-called patriarchies of any other nation, shall any man be prepared for the kingdom, the holy kingdom of Yah, that the Most High has promised shall be established on this earth, to preside over this earth from Jerusalem. when the gospel went forth of old, and maybe we need to explain what the gospel is. When the gospel went forth of old, I pray the Most High will help you in understanding it, brother. Our truth, brothers, is our truth, and Father. I know these kind of words that every soul so quickly understands. You told me yourself the words that I'm speaking to these people are precious, they're only for the most humble, most diligent soul. Well, my brothers and sisters, the diligent soul will discern these things, but those who just simply seek to trust in whatever ministers tell them. They will find these words very hard to swallow, very hard to accept, very hard to understand. But Father, you always said to us that there's only one Savior. I know, Father, that you spoke to me saying directly, either I listen to you, or you said someone will make a fool of me because you said there's no more. Yes, I thank you, Father, for having told me that I might not fall victim. You told me, I remember this, Father, that you told me there were no more ministers, none who declare the word true unto a total healing in the earth. But long ago, you told me to be aware of this. Well, I thank you, Father, for keeping me aware that I might constantly seek your word. And I'm thankful, my brothers and sisters. I'm going to tell you now, I am very, very thankful that this is now 30 years. I said 30 years that I am thankful to the Most High to say that I have known not to seek men, but Yah himself for the absolution of his word. I thank the Most High, yes I do, that he gave me this warning. Long before I ever read the scripture, it says that reverence for Yah is the beginning of the beginning of wisdom. Long before I read the scripture, seeing a good understanding of those who keep my commandments. What does Messiah say? If you love me, keep my commandments, keep my instruction, and I will reveal myself to you. Shall man, my brothers and sisters, have a foundation upon which to understand the greater word of Yah? After the predispositions, the various misorientations of this world. As a foundation of truth, my brothers and sisters, that is necessary that man even begin to understand rightly the word of the Most High. All prophecy, my brothers and sisters, all prophecies say again and again, the Messiah comes into town when the whole world is falling short of his conscience. When the whole world has fallen short of his glory. When the whole world, my brothers and sisters, is found guilty in so many ways of having fallen from faith. I said fallen from faith, but trust in a multitude of diverse rulers teaching something different. And after all this perversity, men have just turned around and believed somehow it could be the word of Yah that we have some 45,000 denominations in the earth today. 280 nations still remain. The gospel was that there's one king. He said, go forth and teach his word to all the nations. Baptize and to convert all nations. How about baptizing all the nations that they turn aside from all the misconceits after the fallen perceptions of this world? The gospel would not have had to go forth to the nations, my brothers and sisters. The world already knew it. All the nations already knew the doctrines of their various religiosities. The nations already knew, my brothers and sisters, the decrees of their kings. But if they had already known the way of the King of Kings, my brothers and sisters, I believe many, if they truly known it, would have already confessed true to him. And Messiah would not have to come to restore the knowledge of the word from the beginning to the earth. But he did. Yah so loved the world. He gave his only begotten son who would believe in him. How about him who restores man to remembrance of that which the Most High declared from the beginning? And whoever believes the Most High declared from the beginning is an eternal consummate word. Might not perish, but have everlasting life. Well, my brothers and sisters, all prophecy relates in these latter days. The man is going to discover that the true gospel is not after any of the diverse standards that preserve this world in its sins, after the multitude of its misallegiances, his political, social, and pseudo-religious misallegiances. None of these is true as the gospel, my brothers and sisters. The gospel is the holy word of peace, not tampered with, not adulterated, not perverted, not polluted, and not partialized nor compromised after the short-sightedness of any man. Man's ignorance or refusal to acknowledge that word, my brothers and sisters, seeking esteem from the rulers of this world, will never invalidate what is the supreme word of the one King. But nevertheless, my brothers and sisters, the rulers have done everything they could to somehow see them as saviors, as if your trust in them, believing they are faith, could invalidate your responsibility towards seeking the truth. When brothers and sisters, no greater lie was ever told, because it's caused many to blaspheme the holy name, disrespect the holy name, not realizing that there must be a common point of reference for all people. Again, my brothers and sisters, rulers in the earth, knowing that most only trust what their eyes see, what their ears hear, what is by and large common to men, common after a worldly status quo, common to what most are willing to accept. As if you will, a majority rule, they call it. Most are not willing to accept, my brothers and sisters, what is thinking outside the box or the constraints that men have made to exalt their own authority. All this was said in advance, and I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, so many times, have I heard pastors tell me about certain truths that I sought to make available, like on my website, hiddengospel.com, on this show. I've had pastors tell me, oh, I'm glad you all understand this. This is what they say. Could that really be true? I'm glad you all understand this, but say this is what our people want. Our people want, they said. And they said if they want it, if this is they're willing to buy it, they're willing to sell it. And then told me, though they knew the word that I was speaking were true, they said, since this is what our people want, that we need to find some other place to gather, because that where they teach, these words would not be welcome. My brothers and sisters, how treacherous can a man's words be? Messiah said, go forth and teach all nations everything he commands. He said, a faithful minister of Yah will seek to teach you all things. My brothers and sisters, the man who told me this, and I've had more than a few, say, pretty much the same thing in their own way. They pretty much told me, brothers and sisters, I know that they wouldn't tell it to so many of you, but they were cornered, my brothers and sisters, when I asked certain questions. And they basically said to me that the ministry, as it is today, is not about what the people need to know. It's about what they want to hear. They said it's not about what the Bible said, they said. They said it's about them learning a profession. Bible calls such men as this in the book of Jeremiah, particularly the 51st chapter, calls them soothsayers. You will men who comfort the people in vain. And the scripture calls them Babylon, my brothers and sisters, those who cause the world to fall under misconceits, prideful after misconceits, not to know that after what they had believed, they stood against the Most High. And the scripture says, Messiah himself, even one called the King of the Medes, or they didn't tell you what that really means. One called the King of the Medes will come to destroy this Babylon once and for all. One called the King of the Medes, my brothers and sisters, is also the one that was prophesied. Remember Jeremiah, Yeremiahu, came after the prophet Isaiah. And remember what Isaiah 44 through 45 has to say. Talk about one that was called the King of the Medes, my brothers and sisters. Islam has preserved the correct pronunciation of that word that they translated Medes, the word Mahdi. It doesn't mean that he preaches Islam, my brothers and sisters. But the scripture does say that this one will come. Yes, indeed, to prove foolish all that men had trusted to think after the rulers of this world was wise, that finally might be established one shepherd and a holy kingdom based upon pure firmity. The firmity, my brothers and sisters, the Most High calls stable unto the manifestation of a holy kingdom that can endure forever. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, words like these. I'm just quote a little bit of scripture. Quote a little bit of scripture before I go forward, because the scripture does bear examination. Prophecies concerning the coming of Messiah. If you go back and read from the 55th chapter, first verse forward, the 55, 56 chapters, it's definitely talking about Messiah coming forth, ultimately in the latter days, to establish his kingdom, even his temple upon this earth. The scripture says his house should be called a house of prayer for all peoples. It's ultimately talking about, brothers and sisters, the temple that he established when both Jew and Gentile realize that in that temple all shall keep the holy Shabbat. And all, my brothers and sisters, will understand that whatever it is that men have called upon the holy name, they all must keep the fullness of what is his covenant. And my brothers and sisters, that only means that where today you see many saying that they honor the Most High, or some say Sunday. Well, that's not the Shabbat. Some say, what is the seventh day of the week? Well, that is the Shabbat. For my brothers and sisters, have men kept it holy? And if not, they have not kept the Shabbat. Because the holy day of the Most High is to be preserved and exalted, my brothers and sisters, according to all the Most High has declared, that all might remember fullness of what the Most High declared from the beginning. But in Isaiah 56, Isaiah 56 and 10, I have a word for you to consider, my brothers and sisters. Isaiah 56 and 10 written was saying to mankind, your watchmen are blind. All of them ignorant. They're all like dumb dogs. hard words, I know, that cannot or refuse to bark. They sleep lying down. They love to slumber. That means, my brothers and sisters, there are words of truth that they choose not to see. And if they do see, my brothers and sisters, they prefer to act as if it was not their responsibility to speak these things to you. And they would not warn you concerning that which you should know. Because they are greedy, like greedy dogs that can never have enough. All my brothers and sisters, many pastors, like I told you, have told me that they are, because certain truths they didn't see profitable. Did you hear me? Because they didn't see it as profitable. They did not preach. Have you sought, my brothers and sisters, for that exceeding word? Have you sought, my brothers and sisters, for the truth that will make the difference as to whether or not you are in bondage to men or free under Yah? Think about what I mean by this. The scripture says when the Messiah come, his word will be like a sharp two-edged sword. The scripture says, come, let us reason together. And reasoning, true to what the Most High would have for his people, is to consider all things that he has spoken. In other words, get my point. If men have no intention to reason with the Most High, giving consideration truly to all the Most High has said, has it been man's desire, my brothers and sisters, to serve the Most High true to his name, where he declares himself all that he is? Or has man otherwise made an oath to deny some essence of the truth to appease men? Remember, Saul, King Saul, before King David, was cut off from being king, rejected from being king, because he chose rather than to uphold what the Most High knows is blessed and good for the hope of the people. He chose to cater to the designs of men. What seemed wise to the fleshliness? How about the short-sightedness of men? Did men forget that reverence for what the Most High declares and what appeases Yah is the beginning of wisdom? And if man refuses to acknowledge what the Most High says is his will to be appeased, then all man's efforts, then, my brothers and sisters, are vanity, simply because his efforts do not appease the will of Yah. Think about it. Only that which is true, divine will and purpose, will survive. Only with that which is true to the word, the command, the purpose of the Most High, as he declared it from the beginning, will survive the judgment. For my brothers and sisters, the judgment will decide whether man has been true and wise or foolish. My brothers and sisters, what I mean by that is this. When he says his words like a sharp two-edged sword, when it comes to acknowledge and to restore to mankind the knowledge of the truth that the world in its multitude of differences has chosen to ignore, think about what I mean. In the beginning was the word of the one pure, perfect, consummate, complete truth. It's when man began to turn away from that pure, perfect, complete word declaring human purpose, man began to praise, in effect then, my brothers and sisters, other standards as if they were godly, as if they were salvation, as if they were pleasing. And in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, this is man's fall from faith in Yah as he is, and man beginning to trust in confusion. Man's beginning to trust in sin. Man's beginning to trust in the debate and the doubt, the contention, the conflict, the arguments against reason that have been the designs of men who preferred that men not discern the greater truth, that men not aspire to the great, to truth, that men, my brothers and sisters, consider their rulers to be wise, consider their rulers to be godly, simply because the people want to do what they want to do. Well, Scripture tells us the word from the beginning is life. You ever stop to consider them, my brothers and sisters? What it means? The Messiah will come with his mouth like a sharp two-edged sword, and his name called the Word of Yah. That he might smite the nation with a rod of iron, or a rod of strong, absolute, unflinching discipline. It means that word from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, even all the word that the world chose to ignore. We'll decide whether or not men are willing to reason to serve Yah or not. Scripture says, come, let us reason together. The only way we reason all together is that we consider all the Most High declared. That we all might be humble before His word. Never two or more of you are gathered in His name. How about gathered under seeking the fullness of His will? He said there He would be in the midst. He did not say He would teach those, my brothers and sisters, who prefer wilderness. In fact, Yohanan 17 and 9 says, I make no request for the world. He said, the spirit of truth, the world will not receive. Meaning those who don't want the pure, perfect truth, at the level of the dimension of truth, saving truth, truth that's necessary to make you whole, that they will not receive. Therefore, Messiah in effect said, hey, why should I petition for men to be delivered, who will not even reason to understand that only a pure and perfect word offers the one choice that transcends all delusion. Those who refuse to understand that it's only a pure, perfect word that is salvation. Exalt a multitude of polytheisms. Vanities, my brothers and sisters, it can never be true to all that is the will of one. We live in a society today, my brothers and sisters, even that foundation is far from most people's understanding. Isaiah 56:11, yea, they are greedy dogs who can never have enough. Wow, they're too greedy to tell the truth. Shepherds that cannot understand. They all look therefore because the reason why they all can understand because they all seek to defend their own ways. Everyone for his gain. Hopping on to preserving their own quarter or their own territory. The places that they declare unto their authority, their pulpits, their thrones. Well, my brothers and sisters, it's time to understand that there's a need to exceed all this. Isaiah 56 says, we need to look at this closely. Isaiah 56 and I'm looking at 56 and 11. I want you to look at the NASB. Some of you might have New American Standard Version. You notice in the 11th verse of the 56th chapter of King James, say they all looked at their own way, everyone to his gain from his quarter. Well, how about NASB? They've all turned their own way, each one to his unjust gain, to the very last one. They've seen their own personal ambitions. It's more important the salvation of your soul, my brothers and sisters. I've had pastors tell me, like, even though the scripture said one thing, said, well, you know I'm going to defend, he said, one pastor said to me in particular, he said, you know, even though, no matter what you talk about in the Bible, he said, you know I'm going to defend the stance that is taken by, he said, his particular denomination. Pretty rough. NRSV, New Revised Standard Version, the dogs. These beasts. Mighty after their own appetite. Have a mighty appetite, they never have enough. These are shepherds who have no understanding. It's not about to them, it's not about God and the flock. They are the wolves. They have all turned to their own way, to their own gain, one and all. Did you hear what the other verse said? To the last one. All. How many times, my brothers and sisters, do the scriptures have to say this? Most High told me, time for an awakening. I'm looking at 56 and 10. Say his watchmen are blind. All of them know nothing. All of them are dumb dogs, unable to bark. Dreamers lying down who love to slumber. Said all. Meaning that relative to the dimension of knowledge that men should have. Did you hear me? I said relative to the dimension of wisdom and knowledge men should have. Men have gone asleep. They have not discerned nearly to the dimension that they should. That's not a word, my brother and sister, a lot of pastors willing to speak simply because they don't see it as profitable. I'm putting some of these passages from the New American Standard up that they might be considered. I'm putting them in the chat room as we speak. This is the NESB. Did you notice it says, to the last one concerning the rulers? Isaiah 28. Some texts read it this way. It'll be a terror and a vexation to many to understand before it. For the cloth is too short. And the warp is weak. Some texts say insufficient for a garment. Means that the doctrines that many have taught, that are taught this commonplace, the status quo in this world, be a terror for men to understand that report. Because when the Messiah holds man accountable, they have to recover and to remember. It's far beyond what is commonplace. I said far beyond what is commonplace to men. I'm putting these verses up in Isaiah 28, 18 through 19. The rest of the verses, right now I'm going to leave you to examine them yourself. You understand this is latter-day prophecy? It says in Isaiah 28, 8:19, often as it passes through, talking about the testimony of the Most High. Testimony, the gamut of the testimony the Messiah must bring. As often as soon as it passes through, it will seize you. For morning by morning, it will pass through. During the day and the night. It says it will be a sheer terror. How about a sheer terror for many to understand what it means? Except for the bed is too short in which to stretch out. Blanket is too small for one to wrap oneself up in. Means the doctrines, my brothers and sisters, that many have come to accept is not sufficient. I'm looking at this next verse. I might as well put it up in the chat as well. For the Most High will rise up as at Mount Perazim. He will be stirred as in the valley of Gibeon. to do his task, his unusual task, to work, his extraordinary work. How about to declare a testimony that's not commonly heard among men, that men might not be so quickly willing to accept? Be judicious with my time. Make sure I can get through everything I want to say tonight. Isaiah 28:22, he tells the Messiah himself is speaking to man, said, don't carry on as scoffers, don't mock. Lest your chastisement be severe, lest your fetters, chains, block your mind, stranglehold and stagger your mind, be made strong. For I've heard from the Most High of hosts, put down here a decisive destruction upon the whole earth. And meaning, my brothers and sisters, that the wages of man's thought form have not been acceptable. And he's trying, in fact, at this point, he said Messiah is speaking a word, imploring the hearts of men to hear. And he has an extraordinary word, not common to man, that must be understood. Lest men perish. Sounds very much like the scripture said, Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, whoever believed in him might not perish. And man that did not believe is already condemned. Why? No word, my brothers and sisters, that is partial or impure is true to what's necessary for all to be one. And the only offering the Most High will accept in this world is that all are one. Meaning, either man awakens to the sword of the Spirit of the testimony, the sword that is the word of Yah. Think about it, my brothers and sisters, to accept what is the pure and perfect word and nothing else. Only then, my brothers and sisters, is man found stable and true unto Yah himself. Remember, it says, come, let us reason together. And reason together with Yah is according to the fullness of all that he has declared. He said, if you hearken and learn to do good, you shall eat of the good of the land. But if you refuse, he said, and rebel, how about not wanting to see that whole word by which it is necessary to all commune, to be like-minded, bring all nations obedient in word and deed, giving consideration of all that is written of old. Read Romans 15, you understand what I'm talking about. He said, if you're not willing to do this, my brothers and sisters, he said, I will deliver you to the sword. For the mouth of the Most High has spoken it. Meaning when Messiah comes, he says, made my mouth like a sharp two-edged sword. In Isaiah 49. Remember, he comes because men are sworn by the holy name, but not in truth, nor in righteousness. Among the nations, the scripture says, he will come, his name being called the Word of Yah, called King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Out of his mouth comes the sharp two-edged sword with which he should smite the nations. In other words, get my point, my brothers and sisters. Whatever it is, the nations refuse, as it says in Isaiah 60:12, to discern all things according to that pure, perfect, and variant light. The fullness of the covenant must be restored for there to be peace. He said, whatever nation will stand against that peace, that light, that invariant, full, pure, and perfect word, he said, that nation shall perish. Daniel 2:44 says, the Most High will bring forth a kingdom that established upon the firm foundation, if you will, of his word. You can compare Daniel 2:44 and Daniel 7:23-27. So whatever nation, my brothers and sisters, will not bow to worship and to exalt the wisdom the Most High give that kingdom, he said, that nation shall perish. He has promised that his people shall have peace. Isaiah 42:16. Says Messiah will have to come to lead the people by a way they have not known. Isaiah 59:8 says that man is going to have to find out the way of the peace. How about the way of the Holy Kingdom? He has not known. Way of peace they know not. But men have taught one another, though they've been lying and transgression against the Most High. Well, Most High told me to listen to him and somebody make a fool of me, because he said point blank, there's no more ministers in the earth. Remember years ago he told me that. So I knew that there's a dimension of truth. And always, from the very beginning in his introduction, he made me aware that there's a dimension of truth that the world would not tell. And so often, my brothers and sisters, because men were not obedient to the foundation of truth that works to bring an end to confusion. How about it works to bring an end, my brothers and sisters, to all worldly selfish exaltation and all selfish ambition? Because men were not willing to hearken to that word. The world remained divided. Under sin and not saved. Under divisions after the conceits and constraints of man, and not saved, not free, my brothers and sisters, under full communion with the Most High. Isaiah 59th chapter also has another word, which says, Most High looked, and he saw that there was no intercessor. That means that what men were petitioning for, did you hear my brothers and sisters? What men were petitioning for was far less than the purposes and plan of the Most High. Isaiah 59:16, and he saw there was no man, one, and there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness is sustained him. He put on the righteousness of breastplate and the helmet of salvation upon his head. We know that the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the whole word of Yahweh, brothers and sisters, is the word that we must seek. Lest we be found in some way not true to reason as one with Yah. Found irrational, my brothers and sisters. In fact, the very word for Gentiles and a multitude of nations, Hebrew word goyi, means, in effect, beastly men who will not reason as one with Yah. In fact, my brothers and sisters, because they will not reason as one with Yah, and not look to one Savior, they cannot even reason wisely, fully according to what is wise, or submit fully to what is wise among themselves. My brothers and sisters, Gentiles then were considered those without a holy covenant, because they would not respect what is written. Was it Psalm 111? Reverence for Yah, the fear of Yah. Is the beginning of wisdom? A good understanding of all those who keep his commandments? Well, my brothers and sisters, it says reverence of Yah, I mean recognize the Most High has a sure foundation, an absolution beyond men, which is necessary, my brothers and sisters, to gain understanding. Meaning that as long as men seek to uphold a multitude of faulty concepts as foundation, what sound upon which to stand do they have? Psalm 111:10, the fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have of all those who do keep his commandments. Say, if you love me, keep my commandments. Hey, and you'll gain a better understanding. He can teach you more when you accept the foundation that he gives, recognizing that he said that he is one. Meaning he is not destabilized, nor is his words shifted from their meaning, nor are they invalidated by the ignorance or the misconceits of man. He told me I have to hearken to him, or else someone, he said, make a fool of me. Our brothers and sisters, Most High warned us, the day we sin, the day we seek this, not to trust him, not to seek him, not to seek to hear a word of guidance from him. He said we would surely die. Here, my brothers and sisters, it is only after the inspiration of the Most High that anyone, only after the inspiration of the Most High, that anyone even begins, my brothers and sisters, even begins to understand and discern what is sufficient for the Most High to be called wise. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? If the Most High does not reveal himself, that you discern his pure and perfect will, you have no hope of becoming true as a partaker with them, my brothers and sisters, whom the Most High calls an asset, calls assets into his kingdom. Because without the inspiration of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, all man knows how to do is to argue according to what he presumes in his foolish pride to be wise. And my brothers and sisters, never with such thought form as that. I said, never with such thought form as that sufficient. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will understand this. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? Blessed are they who will allow no one to dissuade them that they do not recognize and realize the point. If he said the Most High looked and he saw no intercessor, why do people really believe that what they have trusted in all respect has still yet been the fullness of the gospel? It means the Most High said, according to Isaiah 49 and 50, that he has to send someone that he teaches who will declare his word, who will declare in truth what is the gospel of the kingdom. That no man, my brothers and sisters, counts himself worthy unto the holy kingdom without that word. Was a total blasphemy among the nations, my brothers and sisters, that many believe that according to the various rules of the various kings, they're true unto the one holy kingdom of Yah, in which there's no contradiction, no debate, no doubt, no confusion, and only wisdom. I would have you, my brothers and sisters, petitioning in the might of the Most High, and understand the meaning of the scripture when Messiah said, the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings to the meek. Those who are hard of heart, selfishly ambitious, seeking to be prideful before men, very enticed, my brothers and sisters, to go after the provocations of this world, the presumptuousness of this world, the arrogance of this world, to presume the will of Yah rather than seeking the Most High for a word directly. I simply say, my brothers and sisters, I said this from the very beginning. Father, I don't know what I don't know. Don't know what I need to know. Don't know what's been stuck in my head that has been an obstacle against my understanding. But Father, you know. If you don't tell me, I won't know. My brothers and sisters, we all must humble ourselves to come to that admission. That as the Most High reveals himself, we really do not know him. We just know what somebody said. And my brothers and sisters, which would you rather say is knowing Yah, having a direct personal contact to discern the things, my brothers and sisters, that he is a loving Father revealed beyond all others? I just simply say the best I know is what my pastor told me. And I know it's going to sound hard when I say this, my brothers and sisters, but if you only know what's written in this book they call a Bible, interpreting as the flesh in its short-sightedness, interprets short-sightedly after the multitude of differences. Think about it. 45,000 denominations call themselves Christian, for instance. They use this book. They all see it together, eye to eye. If not, my brothers and sisters, guess what? It's true what is written in 1 Corinthians. When the verse says, all that man that Yah had given, somebody, all that Yah had given as a testimony unto men was not enough, and it still hasn't been enough for men to know Yah as he is. For where one says he is a Paul, another Kepha, Peter, another of Apollos, he said, are you not still yet worldly? If you all have leaders that are preaching something different. And in that time, the apostles were saying they were preaching the same. But the people interpreted it different. He said they were carnal. Well, guess what? If one reads the words of the prophet Jeremiah, another reads the words of Matthias, Mark, Luke, or Yohanan, Paul, any one of the apostles, and gets a different perspective on the message. Not unto the same eventual way to go, because all the prophecy look forward to the coming of Messiah, to declare an absolute in the world, to cast out all confusion. And if people still get keep wind up reading words to get different understanding, he said that is still yet carnal. If it doesn't bring forth peace under one common understanding, then all that man has brought to bear without that agreement is still counted as if it were nothing, even unworthy. Is that, my brothers and sisters, what your leaders found to be a word productive unto their devices? I'm going to tell you, my brothers and sisters, the nature of a liar is he will never tell you the whole truth. And many pastors have already told me, hey, that word may be true and it's written. But they keep telling me things like, well, people are not ready for that. Well, it's been 2,000 years. It's been 35 years of testimony since Moshe, my brothers and sisters. And some, a lot of kingdoms and nations, generation after generation, have not really given consideration to words like the ones I'm talking to you about now. They said the people are not ready. How about they are not ready to relinquish their pride and esteem they have before men to tell you? And my brothers and sisters, the personal pride is more important to any soul than the salvation of a soul, than his own soul that's not worth a plug nickel. And you should really question about whether you want to believe these fools who deceive themselves. And the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, many of them apparently don't believe. I want to call your attention, since we looked at this, and I'm looking at my time, I realize it's kind of late, but I want to get to this real quickly. I want you to consider a couple of things, my brothers and sisters. I want to get to these scriptures in Isaiah 41. Important that we do. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, it is apparent according to all scripture that it is through an exceeding testimony, a testimony which all do not easily find, seek, or even know to seek, or know they should become aware of. Through such an exceeding testimony that all the rulers of the world keep men under sin, under ignorance, and believing. Holy, come what you understand. The Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it. Well, the Holy Spirit rebukes all sin. The Holy Spirit teaches all things because a pure, perfect word rebukes all error. It rebukes all divisions, debates, and doubts, lies against the Most High. Well, if Most High sends Messiah, he says, behold my servant, my elect one in whom my soul delights, I put my spirit upon him. He should bring forth justice to the nation. Word for justice is also righteousness, meaning that he will declare a word that does consider all things. He will declare wisdom, my brothers and sisters, beyond what the world called wise. And therefore, since Scripture says he will do his extraordinary work, his extraordinary task, to bring forth, my brothers and sisters, what is not usual to the mindset of man, then whether or not men believe him is going to be whether or not men are prepared to believe the word that the whole world is inclined to reject. So it's through a testimony which the whole world chooses to ignore a word, my brothers and sisters, the whole world has not been aware that Yah should deliver his people. Because he said he would write and describe his law upon the minds and hearts to make men his people. What about if some folks won't hear the great expression of his words? Are they his people? Or are they, or do they not prove that they are the possession in bondage to another when they refuse to hear the exceeding word of the Most High? He said, go forth and teach his word to convert the nations. Scripture says, how can they avow themselves in conversion? How can they, let's just say, become converted, avowing themselves to the Most High, lest they first heard a testimony? He said, all have not heard, all have not preached the gospel. So faith has come by hearing, by hearing a word from the Most High. And my brothers and sisters, what that means, even though the apostle himself was preaching that word, remember what Messiah himself said. And many things I would tell you, he said, but you cannot bear them now. Meaning you cannot receive them now. There's a foundation that you need. There's a level of inspiration that you need. Something that comes from the Most High to set the mind on the even plane and keel. To understand that he said, unless they understood these things, unless they had that foundation, they would take these words completely awry. Man, my brothers and sisters, has become humble enough to realize that he needs that gift. Else all that he thinks he understands is wrought unto misunderstanding. And that's what all the prophets said. Revelation 16:12-21, talking about one called the king of these. I didn't say kings. One called the righteous one like the rising sun, who comes suddenly, my brothers and sisters, to reveal the light the world would obscure. Even the light, my brothers and sisters, will for a long time has not seen. To cast out all the darkness. The scripture says when he comes, my brother says he comes, he will drive the rivers. How about he drive men's bondage to men? Men might be set free. He said the cities of the nations will fall. How about man's bondage to all the various social coalescences of men will fall? Because they realized that all that men had based their reasoning upon had been a pretense. It's about Revelation 16:12-21. Why did they tell you about that? Same analogy, same scenarios in Isaiah 25:1-3. You need to read all that, my brothers and sisters. There's an article on my website, hiddengospel.com, Secret City Prophecies. You really need it. He said hiddengospel.com, Secret City Prophecies. I promise you really need every bit of it. But the scripture says the word, then, my brothers and sisters, that exceeding word the world had not told, the leaders would not tell, will decide, my brothers and sisters, whether men have known or will obey Yah. We'll get to that in just a moment. Shall it be said that the rulers of this world, who uphold the multitude of varied kingdoms of this world, and have sought international complicity with a multitude of differences, shall it be said, my brothers and sisters, they've taught the gospel of the Holy Kingdom? In a world where all have been complicit, aware or not, even my brothers and sisters even designing that men not discern where they've fallen short of the glory of Yah. What about Psalm 2? So the kings, it's the reason why the nations rage and imagine vain things and there's no peace. It's because the kings of the earth are taking counsel against the Most High. What they join together about for all their contentions, they stand against the whole truth. They've joined together against the Most High. And against his anointed. So again, my brothers and sisters, we get admonition. That's the succeeding principle of the word. The whole world is chosen to ignore. A foundation, my brothers and sisters, that was from the beginning. And the nations have fallen away from. That foundation restored, my brothers and sisters, will decide who are the people of Yah. Acts 3:18-23, Messiah will come for the restitution of all things. Refreshing of all things according to all the Most High spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets since world began. Hey, we talked last night about Book of Yehuda, Jude. It said Enoch, the seventh from Adam, will have to come. It said Messiah will come with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment and all the ungodly for all the ungodly words they have spoken to convince men against all the ungodly words they have spoken, meaning that the words that were spoken from way back then were true. And no, by no means, my brothers and sisters, was it ever said that the flawed standards of men and subjecting to the flawed standards of men is the grace and favor of Yah. In fact, the favor of Yah, my brothers and sisters, he teaches the absolution that is his law. Pagans didn't have a word to make the difference between divine law and man's law, and it caused men to be totally confused, not to realize the grace of Yah is to transcend the flaw of man, and that you not be exploited and deceived, because only the word of truth, my brothers and sisters, makes men wise. Shall it be said, the rulers of the world, my brothers and sisters, defending their governments, their thrones, their pulpits, have taught the gospel of the Holy Kingdom? 45,000 differences? It's true unto the will of one. Do you really believe that? Gospel of the kingdom, my brothers and sisters, the holy conscience from on high, which according to these scriptures, then, and I'm about to read them now, are said, it's a holy conscience, my brothers and sisters, the holy word, which to be sure, only then Messiah is foretold in the last days to preach. The apostle Shaul himself said, I know nothing of which I'm guilty, but I might not be right in this. My judge is the Most High. He said, therefore, let us not consider ourselves so wise before the time. Till Messiah comes, ultimately he was meant to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered. And then shall every man ought to praise Yah. My brothers and sisters, Yah is true to all that he's ever declared. And any institution that would turn you aside from even the least of his word is not of him. To believe that other than Messiah is to be judged regarding man's restoration unto a pure, perfect word, a brother and sister, is absolute vanity. The reason why Messiah comes is to restore humanity to a word of pure, perfect truth that has been predisposed to have ignored and perverted, even sought to silence for a long time. You need such articles on my website, my brothers and sisters, is hiddengospel.com. Tribulation, Great Tribulation, if you will, 70 to 365 AD. You need articles there like Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation, to understand what was the expectation of the early church, my brothers and sisters, that brought people to convert from the world. Because today, we look around and I see so much worldliness, my brothers and sisters, in the institution the men call the churches. And by no means, my brothers and sisters, can a perverse, worldly, or tainted thing deliver man, my brothers and sisters, from the deviate. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. The Most High declared an absolute point, a point of reference, and a point of absolution, my brothers and sisters, that we all must like-mindedly seek to attain. One scripture in Philippians says, we should all walk along that same path unto what is perfect, not missing the mark, what is whole, what is complete. What is that standard in the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that is harmony and unity with him? But think about it. The scripture says that by hell there was no intercessor. It's because, what the scriptures say, the gospel be hid is hidden unto the lost. Well, brothers and sisters, because men have not understood exactly what is the righteousness of Yah, men sought to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of Yah. Out of their pride, my brothers and sisters, and presumptuousness, they've set up standards that have misled men. And that's exactly what the book of Romans in the 9th and 10th chapter is talking about, is a scenario, a snare that was here before we were born, that we must escape. He said, therefore, since not all have heard the preaching of the gospel, not all have preached the gospel. Lord, not everybody cries out, Lord, Lord, knows him. You said Messiah would come saying to many, keep away from me, I never knew you. Faith comes by hearing a word from him. And in the last day, my brothers and sisters, people are going to really understand it. Because in the midst of those verses in the 10th chapter, it says he would come forth saying, what Isaiah said, our Lord, who's heard the echoes of our voice? And Messiah will come forth saying, you need to read Isaiah 52:15-53. So it says, behold my servant. I hope you hear me, my brothers and sisters. It says, unto whom is the arm of the Most High revealed? Who should believe our report? Who should behold him and his word? Should discern his word? Well, if all my brothers and sisters have been misdirected not to understand that point, and yet in the nations have predisposed all people upon a faulty foundation, and people have lines of projection, paths, going in every direction but toward that absolute point, can it be truly said, my brothers and sisters, that any is truly observed righteously unto peace? What is the command of the Most High? Commandments of the Most High are collectively given in their right understanding, that there might be common understanding, that there might be peace. And if there's no peace, at the end of the day, for all the men think they know, as the scripture says, for all the Most High gave, because men function carnally, it was not enough for men to know Yah, because men function after their flesh. Reprobate in so many ways. It was not enough for men to know Yah. My brothers and sisters, we better try to humble ourselves. Man would be wise to learn to humble himself quickly. And say, Father, if I am inerrant in any way, will you please tell me? If there's something I need to know, will you please tell me? Because otherwise, we realize that we won't know. Well, in Isaiah, in the 41st chapter, I will tell you now, this is an Armageddon-like scenario. Messiah having gathered all the rulers of the nations together. And he's checking them, my brothers and sisters, and see if anyone can stand up to the test. Stand up to his line of questioning and reasoning. Joel, in the 3rd chapter, says he will gather all the nations. And he would please them in the valley of Jehoshaphat, the valley of decision, judgment, for the cause of his people. Plead the case of those, my brothers and sisters, who would be true to him. Plead the cause of those who were consecrated to be true unto him. Well, 41:21. He's telling the rulers, present your case. And then he says, gather all the kings. Present your case, says Yah. Bring forward your strong arguments. In other words, prove that you were godly men true to him. Present your case like in a court. The king of Jacob says, let them bring forth and declare to us. Oh, the question asked is this then. Let them declare. The better question, my brothers and sisters, did they ever declare what is going to take place? What is the foundation of all things for the former events? What the Most High declared from the beginning? Did they ever declare it? Did they ever declare truly what they were? Let them declare then with recognition, or what is the pure foundation, what the Most High intended. How about the nature of what things are in their fallen state? Men might discern it and know what must then be the outcome of this, since the Most High has promised peace in the world. How you bring that peace? Let them announce what is coming. Hey, if they haven't declared this, that's concerning the things that are to come afterward, that it might be discerned, he says, that they are godly men. He says, even go one step further. Show that you can discern good or evil. that we are the people may anciently look about to discern it and fear, revere them. I revere the kind, let's just say, the truth of their testimony, the spiritual power together. Behold, he says to them, my brothers and sisters, who have not declared the constancy of what is the holy word, the truth of what is divine promise from the beginning, since that has not been their testimony among all the churches, all the denominations, because they didn't tell you the full expectation. He said, behold, he's telling the rulers, you are none of no account. And your work, your doctrines, your teachings amount to nothing. You know, my brothers and sisters, for all men were taught what is the pure foundation and the eventuality, pure and complete. All would be on the same path, like-minded, and it would bring forth peace and one understanding. And if it has not, it has been vanity. And the Most High says concerning them, and it's an admonition to you who follow them. He said, he who chooses them, he counts an abomination, not a thing after his forming, true to his making. An unnatural thing, my brothers and sisters. A thing outside the course of what is divine nature. And they put down in King James, they're trying to mistranslate this word, Sophon. The word actually means what is hid, if you will, my brothers and sisters, it means what is obscured. So in other words, Most High has one who reveals what the leaders did not teach. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? He will bring forth one who will declare what the leaders did not teach, what the leaders, did you hear me? Obscured. You see that thing on there? Well, I'm looking here in the chat, and I see that if I tried to, at this moment, to put that O there in that word obscured, the 25th verse, it's, well, like I said, Blog Talk on Elijah, so many characters, it simply won't work. So for right now, I pray that you'll understand what that means. I'm going to try to see if I can doctrine that. If not now, at the later end of the show. He said, he shall come suddenly then, because like the rising sun, he reveals the light the world has obscured for a long time, that all eyes might see it together. He will call upon my name. In other words, he called upon the Most High truthfully. So he said, how can they call upon him and then they have not heard? Well, this is one who has heard, that he can declare truly what is the testimony. And declaring what is the gospel of the Holy Kingdom, he proves the rulers foolish. Scripture comes upon the ruler as upon martyr, even as a potter treads clay. In other words, my brothers and sisters, whatever there has been, think about it. When a potter makes a clay pot, he assures that his clay is consistent. And my brothers and sisters, what it means, wherever the rulers have taught a word inconsistent, what is necessary for there to be firmity and strength, their rule, their bondage, people's bondage to these inconsistencies, which can only bring forth something unstable. Men will finally, who hearken to him, will be set free. I keep telling you again and again, all the prophecies say Messiah comes to expose the injustice of all the kings and all the priests. Isaiah 41, particularly 40:27 through 41:4, says he exposes all the kings. Revelation says he smites all the nations, 19:11-21. Hey, the rulers running for cover, Revelation 6:12-7:17, because they've been treacherous against the word. Malachi 2:16-3:4, oh, comes to reprove all the priests. Second and third chapter, reproving all the priests, because they have not taught truthfully, my brothers and sisters, all has been declared since the time of Moshe. I'm looking at my time. I got to move through this quickly. And the Most High asked in advance, who declared from the beginning that we might know? Did the leaders tell you that they would be found treacherous? Did they tell you about the one whom the Most High will send to declare the fullness of that word? So who has declared this from the beginning that we may know? Did we really know the fullness of what the Most High declared from the beginning? Did we understand the present state, or what is the eventuality, or what does I need to convert? From who declared from former times that we may say he is right, that men even know who is the righteous one, they might discern his words. Or has it been, my brothers and sisters, that the Son of Man comes not by easy observation, because men have not heard the gamut of the word or the gamut of the truth by after which he speaks to understand it. Isaiah 28 says that's exactly what's going to happen, because his word is line upon line, precept upon precept. Who would be able to believe his report when they haven't had that foundation? Surely there was no one who declared, none who proclaimed, none who declared, none who decreed it. So they didn't know him. People didn't even know what to expect. And by Toya, it's a word that men have not expected, a word that the world has not known. It will decide whether men will be in bondage, found in bondage to men, and serving men, or whether they serve Yah. Sure, there was none who would hear, therefore, what is the words of the Most High concerning these things, because they wouldn't tell you that the Most High would come to reprove them all wherever they're falling short. He said, formerly I said to Zion, behold, here they are, here are your prophets. In Jerusalem I give a messenger of good news, good tidings, good peace, on the whole world. But he said, well, now when I look, he said, when he looked, he saw there was no one, no counsel among them who, if he would ask, could give an answer. My brothers and sisters, faith comes by hearing a word from Yah. You need to ask him. My words, you need to examine, I tell you, and you need to ask Most High about the content of those words from whence they come. One scripture speaks in the book of Micah about one who comes forth. Hear the voice of him who cries.
90 seconds.
Discern the rod and who has appointed it. You need to understand what it's about. I'm talking Micah 6:5-9. It talks about the rulers. All of them are false. Their works are worthless, because at the end of the day, they don't bring peace. They won't bring collaboration in a pure, perfect truth. At the end of the day, they don't appease Yah, because they don't compel the people to understand either foundation or eventuality. It means what they taught was not the word of Yah. Words with Yah.
60 seconds.
Beginning. It's eternal. See, therefore, their imaginations are wind and emptiness. Behold, therefore, he said, my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one whom I soul delights, I put my spirit upon him. He should bring forth justice to the nations. Well, 46 seconds left. I'm going to go ahead and extend the show a little bit beyond what might appear in the archives, but I want you to think about something, my brothers and sisters. Not discerning that the Most High has a plan from the beginning, this is a foundation and eventuality. First command, should have no other God before him. Well, guess what? If people constrain the word according to what appeases their flesh, according to what the leaders feel like they can sell to the greatest number of the people in their compromise, have they kept the first command? No. Second command, should not worship, you have to make yourself any graven image. If you make a thing that you say is a symbol unto the Most High, you call holiness, but it's after only man's imaginations, after the designs of men. Scripture says you're doing then something that he does not oblige, with which he is not pleased. It means your revelation of him must come from him. Third command. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. He says you should not take his name in vain. You should not swear by his name unto any incomplete or imperfect standard. You swear by his name, it must be unto all that is true and all that is righteousness. And that is how you prove your love for him. Your praise there being unto him and not unto another. The Most High always says, he will not count blameless whoever swears by his name. How about this? But not in truth nor in righteousness or unto vanity or what does not appease divine purpose. You swear by the name of the Most High and seek to be pleasing to him according to the diverse standards of men, who is it that you really have praised? If you seek to twist his words according to your own ambition, who is it that you really have praised? Apostle Shaul said, I know nothing which I am guilty, but I might not be right in this. My judge is the Lord. Therefore, let us not consider ourselves so wise before the time till the Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered. Then shall every man know to praise Yah. I talked about those scriptures again and again in 1 Corinthians 3:18 through 4:5, and they need to be understood in the context of Isaiah 44:20 through 45:6, that you understand who Messiah said that he is. When he said in all the churches, according to Revelation 22:16, that he is the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. And that is the testimony that must be testified in all the churches. And if they have not, you ask whether they could bring you out of the world and this confusion at all. If they never told you there's an absolute that must be attained, they left you subject to all manner of men's vanities. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Fourth command. It's the best command to all his people. And if all seek the pure, perfect word, then all will be speaking the same thing in all the churches, wherever they are in the world. The gospel is a word to be preached, my brothers and sisters, the pure, perfect word. Hey, people read the same book, they say. Well, guess what? That same word, but after a common understanding of what must be taught among all the nations, else what you have is not the gospel at all. It's not the gospel of peace. It's man's contentions. It's man exalting himself after his own understanding. And the scripture says, before him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Well, guess what? If men are talking about their own parameters and not prepare themselves to understand something greater, warfare continues and people have not understood what the scripture means when it says, comfort ye, O my people. Repent ye, O my people, for the king. Becoming the king is in hand. My brother says, the king declared the word of the kingdom. And the kings of the earth have declared the words of their throne after which they have established their thrones. And no true king, my brothers and sisters, seeks to rule over men after any other standard but that which is true to Yah. But I don't see a single kingdom on this earth or a single church that has been true to all the word that is the word. And even when they oftentimes admit that a certain word is true, there's dimensions of that truth that they've refused to tell. And I'm waiting, my brothers and sisters, to see that change. Because the scripture talks about in Psalm 118 that the stone of truth which the builders rejected must become the chief stone of the corner. The church must be established upon that truth that the whole world has rejected to bring men out from the confusion of the world and unto Yah. And when that happens, that glorious day will be a marvelous thing in our sight, which me, my brothers and sisters, is something that people did not see. Something that was above and beyond the stature of most men's comprehension. Marvelous in a wonderful way will he deliver his people. After a word, my brothers and sisters, a dimension of wisdom that men did not see and hear. As the scripture says, their worship is after the precepts of men in Isaiah 29. They draw near with their lip service, but seems wise after their own hearts. Not discerning the words of the book. Well, after the sermon that they didn't have concerning the book, he said he would deliver his people. If men have not all preached the same word, my brothers and sisters, according to all the consummate understanding, even the remembrance of Yah that is to be in the Shabbat, have they kept even that command? We already understand. He said it's the seventh, not the first day. The men are arguing about that. Have they kept the Shabbat? Most times I never say he put aside his command. Like I said, Isaiah 56 says also Jew and Gentile in his temple will keep a Shabbat. And that means, whose temple have you been in if you did not know this? Who was your teacher if this truth you did not know? Exodus 20 and 12, honor your father and mother. Do what's necessary that it might be said that they brought forth something wise. By obeying the Most High, did men obey the patriarchs of old? Have men been true to the patriarchs, ancient patriarchs of Israel? Have they been true to the word the Most High gave Abraham? Scripture said you belong to the Kurdi, the righteous one. What about Galatians 3:29. You belong to him who is true to the whole word, my brothers and sisters. You're the sons of Abraham according to the promise. He did not say, my brothers and sisters, there would be an heirship of the world after everyone subdividing the world after his own understanding. He said the inheritance of the world that will be a blessing to the whole world, that will inherit the world, that will govern the world, that will rule this world.
but not according to short-sightedness or partialities, but a whole word that Messiah comes to bring. Have man been true? Have men been true to that commandment? No, my brothers and sisters, absolutely not. Messiah will come and say, oh, that you kept my commandments, then your peace would have been as a river and your righteousness the way of the sea, and I would not have beheld your sins destroyed before me. Sin, he is the word from the beginning. Read Isaiah 48 to 49 and understand. So thou shalt not, they put down here, thou shalt not kill. How about thou shalt not murder? There should be no unjust termination of life. And my brothers and sisters, since the word of truth is life, men slaughter one another. And a participant, my brothers and sisters, are not innocent of murder when they speak awry. Have men kept this commandment, you should not unjustly destroy? Hadn't kept that one either. You should not commit adultery. My brother and sister, when Most High, when you make a covenant, said you must be true to that covenant. Said you must be true to a covenant with him. And not flirt around, my brothers and sisters, with the designs of another. And if all men, my brothers, have been true to the Most High himself, and himself alone. Even understand what it means, should not be unequally yoked. Believers partaking with and becoming preservers of the ways and thoughts of unbelievers. Question, my brothers and sisters, have men been true to that commandment even? So you should not steal. You rob one another, my brothers and sisters, every time you take away from the Holy Word. And you can rob men the opportunity unto salvation, being made whole. The man kept that command? Should not bear false witness against your neighbor. Wow. Have men only taught a testimony that be to the good of all the brethren? Or has the testimony of men, my brothers and sisters, so often been simply to flatter and destroy? Fatal flattery. If it hadn't been unto a full word, my brothers and sisters, it's a fallen testimony, a false witness, a foolish testimony that claims to be sufficient unto salvation, but only works at the end of the day, man falling short, even unto his destruction. Hey, if you got a chasm 50 feet wide, and you need to get across 50 feet, you better be assured that you can make at least 51. If not, my brothers and sisters, in your efforts to make it to a safe place, fall short, it could be a very, very long fall. And the eventuality of that fall, my brothers and sisters, might not be so pretty. Exodus 20 and 16. Should not bear false witness against your neighbors? What about this scripture, my brothers and sisters? How about men oftentimes lying and tort all kinds of word schemes in their selfish ambition? That they exalt themselves against their brothers in competition. What about this? You say you should not cover thy neighbor's house, should not cover thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, anything that is thy neighbor's. When men turn aside from the idea that the Most High has an absolute standard, I want you to think about it, brothers. When men turn aside from the idea that the Most High has an absolute standard, do they keep any of these commandments wisely? Scripture said because man had not taught what the Most High declared should be preserved from the beginning, to discern what the eventuality of all things is, to discern what is his fallen state,
discern how man can be restored after the way of peace. At the end of the day, what men has taught has not brought forth peace or commonality in that understanding. And that's the only offering the Most High will accept, and that all men reason together with him according to the fullness of his word. If men have not taught these things, and this is just the beginning. Well, has the word of man, in succinct in this wise, been worth anything at all? Scripture says the Messiah comes because men are not taught these things. He said the teachings of your leaders have been worthless. Not a commercial word, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says many will think this teaching of the gospel is for filthy lucre, money. Titus 1:7, a bishop, a pastor, if you will, must be blameless as a steward of Yah, not self-willed, not soon to anger, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre. 1 Timothy 3:8, likewise must the deacons how about serious, honorable, honest, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy for money. Because oftentimes, pastors and teach what loosens up those purse strings and those opens, unfolds those wallets. Hear my brothers and sisters. It's time we understand that the love of money has been the root of much evil. 1 Kefa Peter 5:2, feed the flock of Yah which is among you, taking oversight thereof. In other words, you know, oversee them wisely. Not by, how about constraint, seeking to flatter, but willingly. In other words, don't do it, if you will, without having a whole heart to please Yah, but willingly unto pleasing the Most High. The Apostle Shaul talked about the idea about he seeks to teach and preach to every man, that every man might be complete unto all good works. Hey, not a filthy lucre, not constrained by the pursuit of money. Well, that's good. They made the churches a business, my brothers and sisters. Pastors are hired oftentimes by church boards to do what is necessary to keep that business running. Pastors know they oftentimes have to do this. Well, my brothers and sisters, the pursuit of preaching the gospel has become to preserve political interests after the ways of this world. Has it been the gospel that's been preached at all? Not a filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Not as though men would call themselves lord over what is the heritage of the Most High, but being good examples, how about to the flock that belong to Yah, that you might be ready when the chief shepherd shall appear and receive a cloud of glory that will not fade away. I pray, my brothers and sisters, the words that I've spoken this night will be a blessing to many who will hear them. Some who hear them now, many who will hear them in the archives. I pray that you will examine them closely, that these words be heard by many. Because it's only in discerning, my brothers and sisters, that Messiah declares the absolute word is the Savior, that men will have what is necessary to cause them to continue to petition for the greater word of Yah, that they be no man's slave. Think about it. If you know that you must, as Messiah said, your righteousness exceed that of your leaders, but you allow the short-sightedness of your leaders to keep you in a cage, in bondage to another? Scripture says we should not forsake the gathering of the brethren. But my brothers and sisters, men have already fallen from faith if their leadership is just the constraints of a small-minded minister who won't seek the whole word of truth. I tell you, please, my brothers and sisters, I admonish you greatly, please. Examine the words that you find on my website, hiddengospel.com. Find out about the many truths that your leaders have not told, many have not sought to examine. And even when they did, my brothers and sisters, because they didn't see it to their advantage, chose not to tell it. Well, the scriptures say it again, the word of Yah like a sharp two-edged sword is that word that will decide whether men are willing to reason completely with Yah or not. The scripture says Messiah will come to declare all things spoken by the prophets, bring the remembrance of all things taught by the prophets, proclaim all things, if you will, the refreshing of all things spoken by the prophets. The Most High spoke by the mouth of his prophets since the world began. Say, we will not hearken to him when he comes as a prophet to do this. Be cut off. How about cut off by the sword of his word? Indeed, my brothers and sisters, the mouth of the Most High has spoken it. Read it for yourself in, what is that, 110 through 120 or so of Isaiah, and understand. Be prepared to come to the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that he might heal. Understand what it means. The scripture says, be watchful that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. It means, my brothers and sisters, many will fall and stumble for the exceeding word. Because for so long they sought to exalt something far less. To speak to you, my brothers and sisters, men, Edomiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, to his might, to his honor, and his praise always, I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Hallelujah! Again, I thank you all for listening. I thank the Most High again for every ear he brings near to hear, and every eye that he grants to see. You got the